This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
It's always good to know how to ensure we can stay vigilant and safe, even more so at Christmas and New Year's, because unfortunately, criminals do not take a break. So here to chat about this is the Chief Executive at Crime Stoppers Victoria, Stella Smith. Welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Stella, let's start off with, we're receiving lots of gifts. We're sending parcels. I know I've sent some parcels to people and they've already gone away. How can we avoid our parcels from being stolen?
There are several things you can do. I think one of the important things is to use tracking to make sure you know when the parcel will be delivered. You can request a signature on delivery so that if you aren't home, the parcel gets taken to a post office or another location for you to collect it. Ideally, you would schedule deliveries for when you know you're home, if possible. But if you're away, you can ask your neighbour. If you've got a neighbour that you trust, you can ask them to collect it for you. You can also get a parcel locker through Australia Post, which is free. And Australia Post, through their website, has a range of other options available as well. So well worth checking out.
Is it also worth having a post office box as well, so that things can get delivered there and you don't have to worry about mail, etc., sticking out of your letterbox?
Well, it can be. If you have a lot of mail delivered and you're not home that much, it can be a useful thing to have. For a lot of people, I don't think they get that much mail delivered anymore. But certainly the parcel lockers, if they're free, I think they're often a great way to go.
Let's talk about those who do steal our parcels. What are the penalties for those people?
Well, the penalties vary. The important thing is to catch them. So if anybody has security footage, CCTV footage of parcel theft, whether it's theirs or their neighbours, you know, we'd love to see that through Crime Stoppers. But if you are a victim of a parcel theft, going back to the retailer is probably the first thing you would do. And you can report through the police assistance line or online reporting to police. So victims really need to make their reports to police. But in the first instance, always go back to the retailer and to the company that's doing the delivery for you.
We're chatting with Stella Smith, the Chief Executive at Crime Stoppers Victoria, about how to keep vigilant and safe this Christmas and New Year's. Stella, let's talk about home security. Many of us do go away for several weeks. So what are some of the things that we can do to keep our house safe?
Well, again, it's about not making your home a target. So making sure that the home looks neat and tidy. And the most important thing this summer is to keep your doors and windows locked. What they're finding at the moment, and police are saying that young offenders, and they are quite often young offenders that are coming into homes, they're going to the homes that have got the unlocked doors and windows. So they're targeting those that are easy to get into. They want to get in and get out. And that's the easiest way in, is if you've left access open for them, then that's how they come in.
What about home camera systems? Do they help as a deterrent?
They absolutely do. And if you've got that footage, it can often help to identify the offender as well. And it can also let police know if someone's operating in the area. That footage can be really helpful to them, because they may not catch them the first time, but if they know they're out there, they can keep an eye out in the neighbourhood and they may catch them the second time around. So I think the cameras absolutely act as a deterrent. But leaving your home neat and tidy, don't leave mail or anything overflowing from the letterbox. Put your rubbish bins in. And if you're not around, ask your neighbours. If you know your neighbours, ask them to keep an eye on the property for you or to put your bins in. And also keep an eye out for your neighbours, because I think this is a time, Christmas is a great time to remind us that being kind to the people around us is actually really important. The thing that keeps us safest as a community is each other. So people tend to know their neighbourhood quite well. They tend to get a sense if something's not quite right. And if there's somebody there and you've got a sense of harm coming your way, or you feel threatened in any way, always report to 000. They're the first people that you go to if you need urgent police assistance. If you come home and your house has been broken into and the thieves are long gone, then you need to report to the police assistance line or report online. But if you've got footage, you've got any information about suspicious activity in the neighbourhood, something that you can share with us, and you want to share it anonymously, that's the other option that Crime Stoppers really presents for people. You can report that anonymously to us either online or over the phone on our 1-800-333-000 number.
I was telling someone that that Crime Stoppers, you can report anonymously the other day, and they said, oh, but I reckon they can still track you. Is it genuinely anonymous?
It is. So what we do is we don't store IP addresses. So if you report online, all you need to tell us is what happened, when it happened, where is actually really important. But stick to the facts of what occurred. We don't need to know who you are or what you are. You're always welcome to leave your details. Police love to have your details so they can give you a call. But if you just want to share it with us, you can drop it into an online report. You don't have to speak to anyone. If you want to speak to someone, you can do that over the phone. But if you drop it online, we'll strip the metadata out of videos, and we're not storing your IP address. So we're really interested in the information, not in who you are.
Stella, how can we ensure that we have a safe Christmas and New Year's while on our roads?
I think the most important things are not to drink and drive, not to do anything else on the roads that you shouldn't be doing, and to be mindful of others. You know, if you take your time, get there in a reasonable amount of time, the most important thing is you will get there. And that's what police are after, that's what the community's after, and that's what we want for you, is that you have a safe and happy Christmas, and just take that little bit of extra time. Doesn't matter if you're a few minutes late for Christmas lunch or whatever, wherever you're going, the little bit of extra time may make you a few minutes late, but it may also save your life.
Well, Stella, thank you so much for joining us, and we wish you and all the team at Crime Stoppers a safe festive period and New Year's as well.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Warren, and to all your listeners, a very safe and happy Christmas.
Thank you. That's Stella Smith, the Chief Executive at Crime Stoppers Victoria.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.